Well, hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens bonus episode. It's Ronnie here, and that's Ben over there. Hi, sweet Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Ben?
Oh, my goodness. It has been a week. It has been a week. It's been a fun week. Lots of things have happened. And I'm excited to talk some Winterhouse today. I do want to just give a shout out to our 10-year anniversary tour, which is going to be happening next year. So if you want to come see us live to talk about all sorts of fun things, go to watchacrappens.com and come see us, because it's going to be so fun. It's going to be really fun and very special for us because it is our 10-year anniversary and we're kicking it off with the Golden Crappies. Who knows? Maybe some of the maybe some of the Winterhouse people will be nominees for the Golden Crappies in New York in January. So it'll be really fun. We'll have our own Winterhouse all together at Town Hall. Go to watchcrappens.com for that. But you probably already know this because you are a Patreon supporter. And for that, we thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for being here. Everybody, today we are recapping Winterhouse Episode 2, Season 1, Episode 2, of possibly 30 seasons. Okay? Possibly a future 30 seasons.
Second
but right now,
ever Winterhouse.
Yes, the second ever episode of Winterhausen. And, of course, it's starting to get a little bit more dramatic right away because, you know, fighting over a bone. And the bone is named Austin. The hot guy on this show is a loser with no job whose tongue sticks halfway out of his mouth the entire time he's around. So, wow. It's a statement on where we are with men right now in our world, I think. The quality of men.
Yeah, I think that is, it's a sad, sad statement, but we don't come to Bravo for positive statements. We only get the sad ones, and that's what we get. Austin Kroll, a living sad statement. Yeah. So the episode opens up, it was just actually a horrific way to open up the episode, which was Andrea and Paige making out in the hot tub with Austin and Sierra making out in the hot tub next to them. But Bravo just, they didn't even have any music. They just let us sit there and literally soak in the audio of this session. And it was like all, it was just like the worst. It was truly one of the worst auditory experiences Bravo has given us. Because it was, first you hear the hot tub just like bubbling and churning. Right. And then you hear them making out. Like, so here, you do the kissing, I'll do the hot tub, okay?
Okay, I'm going to do Austin's couple kissing, though, because this is how it sounded. Austin sounds like he kisses, like he keeps talking when he says a sentence and his tongue keeps moving and his mouth keeps moving even when he's not talking. That's how he sounds like he kisses. It's just like the mouth never stops. It's just like, blah, 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 blah.
He sounds like, when he kisses, he sounds like he is licking a novelty size stamp on a novelty envelope, right? Like one of those envelopes where it's like, you just won $10 million from Publishers Clearinghouse, and here's the envelope to go with it. It's like, that's what Austin's tongue sounds like. Like making a big, like, zigzag all the way down that stamp.
Well, it's gross. So Kyle has come out, and he's like, oh, my God! And so he goes back inside, and Kyle is totally covering his boner in the kitchen, which is hilarious. He's, like, got his hands over his crotch, and he's like, that was next level, man. There's a lot of wiener holding today in this episode.
Always.
Most of it's from Kyle.
So after Slurpfest 2021 ends... Then the girls just like leave the hot tub and they like scamper upstairs, and Austin turns to Andrea and goes, congrats to us. I'm like, oh no, like more like congrats to us for surviving that scene.
Yeah, he's like, congrats. And Andrea's like, I feast the bumper, you out. Just be quiet, man. All right, don't ruin the moment. So then Paige and Sierra run up to their rooms and start cracking up. They're like, oh my God.
I think I'm in love with this price that I paid for this outfit. Oh my God, like and subscribe.
Oh, that was like the first day. And Austin's like, bro, you're going to write in your journal about it.
Yeah. And then there's like all sorts of other stuff happening. There's so many people and so many things happening in this house at any given moment, because we see Amanda and Craig shotgunning a beer. And then Julia is like, guys, okay, we need to establish who's cooking and who's cleaning. It's like, God, Joya, quiet.
That's, I think, Gabby, who's, they're really trying to do something with Gabby in this episode, but it's not looking positive. Jason comes and Jason's like, she's going to be my storyline, but she's not really into it. And I don't know. He comes up behind her and hugs her and he's like, you're so beautiful. And she's like, thank you. And then, she's like, we need to establish he's cooking and he's cleaning. And then it goes to Kyle, who's still wasted, you know, with glitter on his face. And he's like, dude, I want to have like so much sex in this house. And Jason tells him, you're in like big dick mode. And he goes, that is a no.
My dick is so dick. So, yeah, I'm sorry that I gave that line to Julia, because I think Julia's line is basically like, oh, my God. That's like all she says. So then Luke and Gabby now go out on the deck and it's like, oh, yeah, like this is my speed right here. You know, cold weather, deck, snow, wood, boots. It's my speed. And she's like, yeah, this is like what my family and I used to do. And she tells
like,
us,
no shit, what? Where are you from? She's like, Missouri. He's like, no way, Missouri. Yeah, Missouri. From the city? We're from, like, my speed. And she's like, well, I was raised on, like, not a farm, but my mom's best friend had a farm. So I had, like, horses and, like, cows. And, like, my stepdad taught me how to shoot my first gun.
I don't understand her claiming the horses and cows as her own when she said she wasn't raised on a farm, but her friend had a farm.
She's farm adjacent, so yeah, she's like farm adjacent, so she's super country. And he's like, yeah, I'm a hunter. I was probably in the style shooting guns. And she tells us, I like a man who can get his hands dirty. Yeah.
He's like, you know what? If I want to, I can catch fish out of my lake and eat them.
Yeah, I can catch a fish with my hands, light my farts on fire so hot that I cook that fish into a hot dish. What do you think of that? She's like, yeah, he's a real man. He could live in a tent and he'd be satisfied. I like him, and I like dirt.
Please aim higher.
Yeah, Gabby.
Please aspire to like a lean-to or something.
I feel like liking a guy who likes the outdoors is one thing, but the second you leave a beautiful home and then are just sitting outside and he's like, yeah, this is my speed. No, that sounds like someone who's not going to work for a house. That's somebody who the rest of your life is going to be like, you ready for our anniversary? Camping? Ugh.
Yeah, I also like the idea of someone who's like proudly saying how being outside and the outdoors is their speed while also staying in a huge mansion. So,
well, it's these models, you know, it's like so performative. The models are like, don't think we're just models. We like being outside. I mean, that adds a layer to us. We're outside models too.
You know what I can do? I can like leave little acorns around for squirrels and like watch them. Like, I love the outdoors. So Amanda's talking to Jason and she's like, so non Kyle, who's your person of interest?
I want the like, T2. It's Julia over there with her line in the scene. I love tea.
I love tea. So Jason's like, well, I will say Gabby, I've decided everyone's taken, and so I'll just choose her. And like, oh, cool. So then meanwhile,
Kyle goes outside up to behind him and he goes, where is she now? And he's like, that's a great question. Cut to Luke coming in on Gabby.
And Luke does something so Luke-y. He gives her like a blanket and he goes, oh, here's a blanket, by the way. If you're cold, you can wrap this around you. It's like, thanks for the instructions on how to use a blanket.
Yeah, you should have it. I saw it walking in the woods and I shot it and I brought it up here for you because that's my speed. And she's like, that is so fucking raw. Get inside me.
I found this blanket in a lake. I fished it out and I was going to have it for dinner, but I decided you should wrap it around yourself. That's my speed.
It jumped out of the lake. A fish was wearing it around it because the fish was cold. But then I tried to grab the fish with my hands, but I got this blanket instead. So,
you know what's funny is that when it snows, they say there's a blanket of snow, but if you try to wrap it around you, it actually makes you colder. It's so weird. That's my speed.
God, I love catching my food. We're eating blankets tonight.
Guys, I shot the blanket out, Ronnie. I just hurt my side laughing from that. Having blankets tonight, guys. We're having a blanket hot dish, except it's a cold dish, you know, because we actually cooked the blanket. So the blanket thing is supposed to make it hot. You know, it's really confusing.
Ooh. So then Paige and Andre are sitting on the couch having like a super deep, or Andrea, sorry, having a super deep conversation. He's like, oh, I feel so nervous. She's like, you do? Like a little kid. Oh my God, really? Yeah. Oh my God.
She is being the most stereotypical person with hearts in their eyes person of all time. Like, she might as well just be like a cartoon, you know, from like, you know, she's just like, oh my God. He's like, oh, you know what I like? I like using a TV with a remote. Oh my God, me too.
So cute. You are so cute. Then cut
I
to
like
Craig.
Lights. You're so cute.
Cute. So Craig's in bed texting Natalie and he's like, tonight was wild. Miss you, Nat. And then, oh. Oh, I just got a voice message back. That's weird, right? Bloop.
So then Austin has made his way up to the master bedroom, and he sort of just like flops down on the bed or something.
Well, he comes in covering like, his boner, too. Like every dude just walks around with a boner this whole show.
And he's basically just trying to get into bed with her. And he's like, so you want to go? Let's go sleepy. Let's go sleepy. She's like, and then downstairs. Andrea is still charming Paige, and she's like, so like, when did you first come to America? He's like, when I was 22. Oh my God, I love two twos next to each other. Yes, that year was my English improved so much because I was watching so many movies, you know, hasta la vista, baby. Wow.
What's your favorite one? Oh, it's a hard. I can watch movies single, but I cannot watch TV shows alone. She's like, oh my God, yeah, because you're like, let's start a new show together. I get you.
Yeah. Like, he literally is saying anything. She's like, oh my God, that is so right. By the way, I think that Andrea is full of so much shit. He is so slick. And on top of that, actually, so I was saying on our Vanderpump Rules episode that I went to watch What Happens Live this week. And Craig said that Andrea, on the show, he said that Andrea won like Big Brother Italy or something. So then you really know that he's slick, right? You know that he's like, he knows what to say to get ahead.
Yeah, and any guy is like, oh, I learned the English from the movies, but can't name one movie, has to change the subject. I don't believe you, sir.
And everything he says turns into some sort of like flirt, you know? And like, and this is different than being flirty. It's like, hey, Andrea, could you pass me that pen and paper? He's like, oh, I would love to. You know, it is so hard for me to write letters if I'm not writing letters to a beautiful woman. I'm like, what? Like, why? That has nothing to do with it.
Sir, you need to go. The light has turned to walk. Oh, but to walk across the street without a beautiful woman. It's like, sir, Jesus. All right, stand here in the rain all day, idiot.
Sir, your ATM card has been denied.
I'll tell you what has been denied. Me for being with a beautiful woman.
Another thing is people have been posting online, which is so funny and so perfect, and I can't believe that we haven't seen it, is that he looks exactly like Cedric from Vanderpump Rules, or from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Lisa Vanderpump's original gay that turned out to be a huge con man and was French. No, was he French? It was Italian. What was he? Cedric. I don't remember.
He was Italian. It's basically the same person who's just like from Syosset, right?
Yeah. So that made me not like him even more. I was like, oh, it's the second coming of Cedric. So Kyle climbs on top of Amanda in bed, and she's like, what? And he's like, come on. She's like, what? I'm not doing sex with the friends right next door. Can I take off your pants? So yeah, buddy.
Yeah, and so now it's the next morning, 13 days left in vacation, and the place is just like trashed already, and Jason's making a fire, and Gabby walks in, and she's like, just talking about how I really like being mellow, and do you have my sour cream? Because I grew up with sour, well, I didn't have sour cream, but this woman that was really close to us had sour cream, so I just sort of like knew about sour cream.
And he's like, yeah. She goes, are you making a fire? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, wow, an indoor fire. God, not really getting dirty hands from that, huh?
Luke is just bellowing up from downstairs.
indoor fire's my speed, but also outdoor fire.
So in bed, Kyle and Amanda wake up and Kyle's phone is bling, bling, bling with work messages. And he's like, I never actually unplug. I'm always working. Like, I could really take Leverboard to the next level if I just put in the time and effort. So then we see a clip of Kyle's journey of working all the time. And I'm tired of watching Kyle work. That's all.
Yeah.
Fast forward.
And so is Amanda. And meanwhile, in the kitchen, the love affair between Jason and Gabby starts the temperature is turning up to a full boil because we see Jason and he's got some soup. And he says, I could eat soup for every meal of my life. And she goes, it's amazing.
Fucking models. Never date somebody who can eat soup, who eats soup for breakfast, A, and then says he can have soup for every meal of his life. Get out. That man is never going to feed you right.
So then Andrea is like, he's like, so why do you spend 3 hours in the cold outside with Luca? Did you have some sort of deep conversation? What a wonderful gift for him to have conversation with a beautiful woman.
And she's like, yeah, it was nice getting to know him. That's about it. It's like, wow, this lady is really full of fun.
You so, like Julie. Sour cream? I like sour cream. It was really great to see that side of him.
We both like going outside sometimes. We're going to get married. So then Julia goes into Paige and Sierra's room for some goss. And Paige is like, here's the gossip. I made out with Andrea in the hot tub. Oh, my God. And then Andrea goes into Austin's room. And Austin's still like, bro, what's up?
Now, I don't know if anyone else calls Andrea this, but Austin started calling him Andy. And I hated it.
I hate it too. I hate it too. It's like just assume a nickname for somebody. Oh, it's so gross. It's like, a whole different person.
It's a different person. It's a different language. It's exactly what Austin would do. Like force someone like their nickname to come to him instead of him saying like Angie or something like that or Drea. Like, you could call him Drea. Why not? But like he's just forcing Andrea to become an Andy, and that's just not cool.
Yeah, I don't like it either. So back with the girls, Paige is like, yeah, and then like when we talked, I feel like I stripped a layer away from him. And Julia's like, yeah, he's actually a good guy, right? He's a good guy. Oh,
yeah, he's very open when he talks. I'm Julia. And so Julia's
Paige like, yeah, he watches Netflix. Like, come on, we are meant to be. We talked about Netflix. It was the hottest conversation I've literally ever had in my entire life.
He's like, I have so many TV shows that Netflix has picked just for me. And I'm like, I have shows that Netflix has picked just for me. It's like amazing. We're like the same person. And Julia says, she's like, you know, I have seen Andrea with a lot of other women. And like, he's a man who gets what he wants. And this time, it's my friend who I've known for a very long time, like from the Limited 2. And like, hopefully he doesn't break her heart or else I'll kill him.
So Sierra's like, oh my God, it's puppy love. And she's like, yeah. And it also doesn't hurt that he's like the hottest human being I've ever seen in my life. So.
And then Andrea starts talking about his romances. He's like, you know, my friends and I, we used to hook up with girls next door to each other or next to each other, you know, especially the German girls. And, you know, there was the Austrian and the Dutch girls and sometimes the Italian as well. Beautiful, beautiful girls.
Yeah, he's a hoe. So Craig comes into the room and he's like, look at you guys, like teenagers over here. And Austin goes, oh, yeah. Hey, Andrea, he's calling us teenagers right now. It's because we met out in the hot tub. Nice, bro. Nice. So Austin starts this thing that I love of just pretending that Andrea doesn't know any English, and he does it for the rest of the show, and it cracks me up. Every time somebody says something, he turns to him and he's like, okay, here's what they were saying.
Andrea's like, I'm from Long Island, you know. I know what they're saying.
So Paige is asking Sierra if she likes Austin, and she's like, yeah, you know, it's like those funny guys. They, like, really get my, you know, my panties off. And Julie goes, yeah, like, intimacy. Really? Because I've always heard that telling too many, you know, like, trying to be funny all the time is, like, a lack of intimacy or a fear of intimacy. But thanks, yeah. Julia.
I mean, as far as I can tell with Austin, there's no humor and no intimacy. So I don't really know what these people are picking up on. So, but Sierra's really nervous because Lunza is coming to the house today, finally. And Lindsay is like really, like, you know, she has a thing with Austin. And then they give us like a beautiful montage of some of Lindsay's greatest hits, starting with season one with
"I'm gonna sleep at a guy's house with a guy in a bed.
You do not get to yell at me. Why are we having a committee here? Why are we? I do not need to walk into a gangbang. How many sandwiches have you made for me?"
So Craig's
Sierra's like, look, I'm like into him, you know? When he talks, he spits in my eye a little bit. Like, that's DNA. So he's literally growing on me. But God, I hope Lindsay doesn't ruin everything. Dun, dun, dun.
Lindsay gets here today, and she's still totally in love with you, Austin.
No, yeah, like, oh, yeah. Craig thinks that Lindsay's into me. It's like, he can speak English. He knows what you're saying.
And also, yeah. And so Austin's like, I personally think that when she gets here, she's just going to want to come here and gab. And I'll be like, Lindsay, you're insane right now with all your gabbing. God.
And then he talks about how they've known each other for 3 years and they're just like so close. And the clip we get to prove this is that they're at the airport together and Austin's like, I forgot my passport. I can't go to the Bahamas now. And Lindsay's like, it's like, wow, you guys should be married.
Yeah, what a connection or lack thereof in terms of the airport. So so now Kyle is like calling a lawyer about work and Amanda's like, Kyle's bringing down the mood and like we're on vacation, like you haven't taken a trip with me for so many years and now you're working. I'm so sick of lover boy calls. Oh, Kyle.
And then to prove, I don't know if they're trying to prove her right or prove her wrong, but they're like, it's a picture of them in Barcelona, ding, 2018. So I don't know if they were saying that's not that many years or God, it sure has been a lot of years.
Yeah. It's an ambiguous amount of years since the last vacation.
It was an ambiguous ding.
It was an ambiguous judgment on who it was being passed on. Amanda for being needy or Kyle for not being giving. So then Sierra's like in the kitchen and she's like in some sort of outfit. And Austin goes, good morning. Is this like workout chic? Is this like a workout chic look? You're insane right now, Sierra. Insane with this.
And she's like, I'm gonna go shower and straighten my hair. And he goes, wait, Sierra, what?
Nothing. Just wanted to look at you.
Hey, Andrea, what I said was, what I wanted her to do is stop moving, but then start. And then I made a joke, Andrea, okay? You picking up all this, Andrea?
You would like my favorite American movie.
So then we go to Paige.
Dumb and Dumber.
Huh?
He said Dumb and Dumber.
So we go to Paige doing face masks with Sierra, and then Lindsay comes in, and Lindsay enters in the most Lindsay way ever.
Let's get this party started. Huh? Six of Fireball, about 20 shots of Fireball at the airport.
Hobbs? Is that you, Hobbs? Hobbs? And I like that when Lindsay goes, let's get this party started, Paige mutters, it already has been started.
So yeah, Austin picks up Lindsay and holds her in the air. And she's like, oh my God, I love you. She's like, I love you so much, Lindsay. She's like, oh my God, I'm so happy we're together. You're all I ever want to be with my entire life. I never want to leave your side. I only want to be with you. What are we having for dinner? I only want you for dinner. Always only Lindsay. God, hope she's not in love with me.
Yeah, seriously. And then Lindsay's like, oh my God, they got extras for us this year. Cool. I love this. So she goes and she starts hugging all the new people. And she's like, I'm a hugger. Which is like the most Lindsay thing to say.
Yeah. And she's like, guys, we all know single Lindsay loves Fireball. She whips out little bottles that she's for. Oh, I'm so glad she's here. And I'm cringing so hard. Like she's still trying to make single Lindsay happen, and she's passing out Fireball to a bunch of children.
And I was very much like Julia, because Julia just like runs into the kitchen and goes, I just took a sip, and I was like, absolutely not. So now Lindsay and Austin go outside. They're sitting on this deck, you know, because it's really Luke's speed, And Lindsay's like, oh, this is the longest time we've gone without, you know, like, seeing each other in ages.
And he's like, okay, all right, I'll tell you everything. So let's just, like, jump into it, all right? Andy, Andy made out with Paige. Like, who's Andy? There's Andy? No Andy here, okay? Yeah, and then I made out with Sierra. And it's like, dun, dun, dun. And Lindsay and just plasters like, this tight smile on her face, like, oh my god, I'm so happy for you.
She's like, are you going to make out with her again? Are you interested? And he goes, oh, I totally want to make out with her again. She's like, her eyes are like garage doors. They're just like
hilarious. Her whole face
just becoming more and more narrow, closing.
Her face. She's got this huge smile on her face, and she's trying to act like she's okay, and she's not at all. And she's like, "Isn't that the only girl that you made out with?" And he's like, "Lins, Lins, I'm here to have fun. So like, I mean, yeah. So like, it's like love, you know. I'm like here for all the love, like family love." Oh, I didn't know if you meant like an orgy. No, I mean, are you offering an orgy right now?
She is. So her face looks like it's going 80 miles per hour, but her body is just stationary. Like she was just like, you know,
because, so, you know, part of her was like, oh, my God, it's just I get on my show and I'm treated like shit by men. It's probably the curse of my show. I'm going to go to hang out with all these new friends from a different show, and it's going to be totally different. Just you watch, Lindsay. Just you watch. And immediately it's like, made out with other people. Yeah.
And Lindsay doesn't even know who Sierra is, even though they've already had a season together. So then Paige is, of course, just spying on them from the window. And she's like, oh, my God, look at the old lady. Look at her. Look at her talking to Austin. How crazy. And then Lindsay's like, oh, I'm getting cold. And Austin's like, you're getting cold? My balls are this big. God, you're insane. She's like, and blue.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, you're right. So she's like, ha, 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 and that, like, I don't care you're making out with someone, but I'm going to murder you later in your sleep.
Yeah. You have one chance to rectify this. I will flirt with you all afternoon. And if you're not sleeping with me in the evening, you have a problem.
So Amanda goes up to Paige and asks about how it's going with the Italian. She's like, oh my God, so wedding in Italy? I can't wait to live vicariously through you guys. I'll be the guacamole girl.
Paige is like, yeah, like we made out and then we like talked for like 45 minutes. It was amazing. Really got to know each other.
So Julie and Lindsay are talk because they're roommates, right? So they're in a basement room talking. And Lindsay's like, oh my God. And Julie's like, oh my God, I cannot wait to go tubing.
Yeah, tubing is having a big week on Bravo. And Lindsay's like, vacation starts now. And which is probably what she says like every day at work. And so Julia tells us that she actually has a boyfriend, but they're in a rocky place, which means they'll probably break up. And she's like, you know, girls in relationships can still have fun. I mean, I'm here to get fucked up. You know, I want to like hold your hair back and like be your hype girl. I'm like, okay, so you're going to annoy everyone.
Yeah. She's like, well, I feel like we're already best friends and you should just know everything. And I've heard so much about you from Austin. You guys seem to have that bond. I mean, like that hug when you came in, that hug.
Well, no one really knows the history between us. Like, basically, basically 3 years ago, he forgot his passport, and it's been, like, love ever since. Like, I mean, we met in the Hamptons, we made out, he came to New York, he came to New Year's Eve, he didn't go to the Bahamas, we basically hung out for, like, 4 days straight, and then we basically talked to each other through our relationships and, like, call each other, like, crying. It's like, that's perfect.
So it's like an emotional affair. I was like, yeah. And then he called me this New Year's like 15 times. And I'm like, what are your goals? And I was shocked because he goes, Lindsay, I am gonna date you this year.
What poor Lindsay didn't know was that he meant like, I'm gonna put an expiration date on you because it's about time we finally formalize how much time you have left to be with someone.
God. So Julia's like, oh, well, he just set the tone for the house. Totally.
She's like, yeah, I need to have a combo with him and be like, oh, what's going on?
Lindsay's like, so, super hyper in this because she's acting like she's in college and this is like her new bestie in their dorm, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, Lindsay.
Bless her Julia heart. She's going to learn the hard way why it's never smart to say, I feel like we're already best friends to someone like Lindsay Hubbard.
I thought we were best friends.
We basically are best friends because we have beds that are close to each other. So, like, we're best friends. So Andrea has followed Paige on Instagram. So their love affair is going great.
Yeah. But he says, I follow back. You follow me first. She's like, I did. So Paige has got it bad. For Paige to go follow someone else first is big, I feel like.
Yeah. For her to like and subscribe first is major. So so then Austin is with Ciara. He's like, I just want to make out with you so bad. And he tried to corner her in the closet. And she's like, no, hello, stop that. Get out of here.
Yeah. So then they go tubing at night. And Jason's big backstory is that he's from Rochester. So I'm a night tubing aficionado. Like, we would build ramps and stuff.
Glad you're here, Jason. You're doing great. Keep it up, buddy.
You're really going to win over Gabby from the other male model with your night tubing expertise.
Yeah. So tubing. And it's just like Salt Lake City. They go up the, you know, ramp thing with their whatever. Yes. And Amanda's like, Kyle, wait for me. Never wait for me, Kyle.
But I will say that the tubing, first of all, to your point there, but that was a very classic Amanda Kyle line that she gave on the tubing hill. I was like, oh, that was like a real like grand slam of the Kyle line. But also my favorite part was when Andrea and Paige decide to go down the hill. Andrea is like, okay, we're gonna race, and if you win, you have to make me a homemade pizza. And then they go down the hill and they get to the bottom, and Paige goes, I won. Like the least excited victory lap moment. I won.
So then let's see. Sierra's like, oh my god, Austin's not even thinking about me, because they show Austin dragging Lindsay around on her tube. She's like,
this poor show does not have, they gave no budget to this show because they didn't even bother trying to light that tubing track. It was just like shadows and they just had arrows like, that's Austin. That is Lindsay. I think that actually might be a raccoon that fell down the slope. And that grainy thing is just, that's just a pine cone.
Right. So then they're at a bar and Luke's like, wow, feel this, Gabby. Feel that? Feel my jacket? That's Coyote. I wrote a song about it. Then I shot it with a gun. Right?
I wrote a song about this jacket. That's the plot twist. Everyone thought it was a real coyote. It's my jacket.
So Julie and Jason, I don't know. They're talking. Oh, Julie.
Sorry, she's like, so Jason, are you going to pursue Gabby? And he's like, yeah, I mean, I like her. And she's like, because you're like the entire package and probably the greatest person she could pick in this entire house. I mean, you're like a male model. Oh, shit. There's already a male model talking to her. Well, there's always night tubing. Okay, good luck.
And they cut to scary Luke, the professional flirter. And he's like, look at me. I'm wearing a ski mask. I threw it up the air. It almost blinded me because the sun reflected off of it. So I shot it, all right? That's why snow is getting in my eyes. Yeah.
You know what the best part about being me is? I can go fishing and pull up a ski mask instead. And I'll still eat it for dinner.
So Craig is lifting up his shirt for some reason. And they're like, Craig, your nipples are candy size. He's like, yeah, I'm not in the best shape ever right now. I like that the shape you're in has to do with the size of your nipples.
I know.
There's nothing to do with the size of your nipples.
And then when Luke says that his nipples are candy size, Austin just goes, they are! Like his transformation to Shep is almost complete.
He even looks like him at a couple parts in this. When they're showing them from the cameras pulled back far away and he's just got messy, uncombed hair, he really does look just like Shep from far away.
He does. And when you said that Craig lifted up his shirt for some reason, I was like, that should be the name of the show. For some reason. Like everything is like... And then Jason tells us, for some reason, that he's into night tubing.
Yeah. So Lindsay's up at the bar, and Kyle goes up to talk to her, And the whole time she's standing there, Austin keeps like giving her points and winking like, hey, like a pianist in a hotel or in a motel lobby or whatever. And so Kyle's like, so I know that you have shared a bed with him, but are there like underlying feelings or is this a friendship or like, what is it, Linz? And Austin's like, pew, 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 pew. Yeah.
Well, we do have a history. It's an insane history, but we do have a history. And she goes, well, the way the story works was, ooh, we fucked.
Yeah, we fucked. We fucked. And then his tongue just hangs out of the side of his mouth. He's like, yeah. And Kyle's like, well, I'm glad we were using words that I can understand now, all right? And so then they go in for a hug, and they just, like, do one of those really long embraces and just kind of turn and hold each other. And he's like, this literally happened so long ago, and literally no one knows. This is crazy, Linz.
Yeah, he said that. Then Austin tells us that they slept together on one of the many breaks that he and Madison were on. I wish I had cared enough to do my research, but I'm pretty sure that Austin got mad at Madison for like flirting with a guy or going on a date with a guy while they were on a break. Am I getting that wrong, or was it the other way around?
This is just fucking typical. I don't know the timeline because I don't – actually, I do write that down. It is somewhere in our notes somewhere, but it's just funny what a hypocrite he is. He's like, of course you cheated on Madison. Of course you fucking did after all that. Like, oh, dude, yeah. She's always thirsty and chasing everybody and cheating on me all the time.
Yeah. And then it was like, oh, by the way, you slept with Lindsay during your break.
Yeah.
So then meanwhile, over somewhere else in this bar, Andrea's like, papadilla, linguine, mozzarella, like mamma paola, pompadoro, la la la. And you know, Paige is like, and she's like, what does that mean? Does it mean like and subscribe in Italian? He goes, no, it means I said, Paige, you have such a beautiful smile, but you should use it more. And she's like, I'm like, that's so fucking condescending.
It is. That's such a fucked up thing to say.
So patronizing.
Yeah, girls hate like, when you say that. When you're like, hey, you should smile more. You know, they love that. They fucking love that. Only someone that hot could get away with this shit.
Truly. Truly. So then Austin's like, hey, Lindsay, is there a rule where you and I just like fuck everyone and then just be together? And she's like, yeah, well, do I think about you and a potential future? Yeah, I do. You're sort of like, you're like the sandwich to the me, and I'm the me, okay?
But like, Lindsay, that's not what he asked at all. I know. Of course, like, that's literally what she hears. But
I know. <that's... laughs> It was like, truly, her response was totally different from what he asked.
Yeah. So he's like, so you have thought of me? And she goes, yeah, I have. He's like, I love you so much, Lindsay. I love you so much, Lindsay. And she's like, I love you. Oh, my God. I love you.
Human so sandwich now, time. So then they get into this. That's when they do their really long hug.
Yeah. So then Austin can get somebody after him and then later be like, oh, my God, dude, everyone's in love with me. Yeah, because you're standing there like looking them in the eye and saying, I love you, idiot.
Yeah. And they're like literally hugging for the longest time in the middle of this pizza parlor or wherever they are. And Ciara's watching and she's like, this is sensual. And Lindsay's like, I miss you. And Ciara's like, God, are they crying? Are they? What's going on there? Are they licking each other's cheeks? Is she putting mayonnaise on him and lettuce and tomato? I don't understand.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Like, he's putting an actual ring on her finger. I mean, it's an onion ring, but it's still on her wedding finger. What's going on?
Oh, my God. I will marry you.
Is he taking some napkins from the dispenser and putting them on her head like a veil of some sort?
Oh, my God.
By the way, thank you for making sure that this onion ring wedding ring is actually warm, unlike some other people.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Sierra's getting pissed, right? And she says, well, I know that they're close, but like since she has walked into this house, she has been trying to take literally all of his attention.
Mommy, oh wait, hold on, let's chug.
So she gets on one knee and starts chugging, and then he joins her and gets on one knee, and then they cross arms so that they're chugging around each other's arms. The fuck?
Yeah, like a very like big display of their relationship, you know. So then they all go home, and it's like people want shot. Like anything, anytime there's anything to do on this show, people want to do a shot. You want to do a shot? So some people are doing a shot. Andrea's looking up pizza recipes. And Julia is making a mushroom pasta at 10:45, which honestly won me a lot of points. I was like, you know what? Julia's not so bad. I like a late night pasta that she's going for.
So Austin goes into Sierra comes to Austin. He's in his room. He's in his room. She comes to his room. And he's like, are you going to lay with me right now? Are you going to lay with me? And she's like, hey. And then she gets on the bed and Lindsay comes in. And she's like, hey. Well, I'm going to change. And then she leaves.
And Austin's like, why did you tell me about that? And then Sierra's like, because she was going to say more, but I'm here, dumbass.
So then Kyle and Lindsay are talking in the kitchen, and Kyle's like, we good? She's like, oh, we good. He's like, yeah, you came in pretty hot there, Linz. And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. And she falls over completely wasted.
Just, yeah, just like a full-on fall, you know, head hits the door and everything's just, ow, well, that was a lot, and it's certainly more than any of my boyfriends ever did for me.
So he picks her up and he's carrying her because she can't even walk. And she's like, Austin, someone help me. Austin, I'm in my room. Come help me, Austin.
Yeah, and this is like crosscut between Craig randomly doing some sort of talk show. And like there's like a couch room and he's like, hi, welcome to the talk show. I'm Craigie Jesse Raphael. What do you have to say? You're the father. Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
So then Craig is talking to Sierra and she goes, so she just like walked into his room and she saw me and she just like rolled her eyes and left. And he's like, yeah, because like, so they hooked up 3 years ago and then she's like always just had a thing for him. I think in the last 3 years, like she would have left any of her boyfriends for Austin.
He's basically as powerful as a sandwich for her. So then downstairs, Lindsay and Austin are like wrestling on the floor and Austin's like, Linz, off now. And they're just like playing around. And then Amanda's like, so like, where are you guys at right now? Cause she's just sort of like lingering there. Cause they're all the basement dwellers, you know? And so Austin's like, I love you. Okay. And I'm sure you did not misinterpret that in any sort of way. Are you in love with me?
And he's like, I don't know. And he goes, but I just love you. But I do. And Amanda's like, well, I'm more confused than I was before. So she leaves. And then Craig and Sierra are still talking. And he's like, I didn't know that you didn't know that she still had a crush on her. But like, that shouldn't matter if you didn't know you didn't know. But did you know about not knowing about didn't know? Because that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of. 1-800-CALL-CONOVER.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood and know how much that woodchuck had a crush on? Did the woodchuck know that the woodchuck had a crush on a woodchuck, and was the woodchuck Austin, or was Austin the... I'm confused.
So Austin's back with Austin and Lindsay. Austin's like, so how do you feel? And she's like, Austin, I'm in love with you. And the music's like, dun, 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 dun.
And then the most romantic follow-up.
I am in love with you. I am in love with you.
She's like, I don't think you understand. And he goes, I don't. Are you just saying this because you're like drunk right now? She's like, no,
I'm in love with you. So go do your thing. I just wanted you to know it's up to you.
And he's like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Do you need me to clap my love for you again? Because I will clap my love for you again.
So he's like, Lindsay, of all people, should know that I can't hear that right now after the drama, the deception, and the unhealthiness of my Madison bullshit.
Oh, come on. Oh, he's so delicate. Someone says they're in love with him, and it's like he's looking for an excuse to have a get-out-of-jail card for wanting to bang Sierra.
Yeah. So then he's like, I gotta go process. I gotta go to my room and process. So now he's gonna make a big drama out of it.
This is what he's gonna do. He's going to sleep with Sierra or try to sleep with Sierra. And then when Lindsay gets mad at him, because she's gonna be like, I thought we had a thing, he can be like, yeah, but you pushed me away. That's what it's gonna be.
You pushed me away by being so in love with me. So then in the kitchen, Julie is like, Luke, keep holding that pasta, but put your hands out like this. Put your hands out. He's like, don't put me on your food blog. Just why? It looks so good.
No, it's more like if I'm going to be on a food blog, I want people to see that it was a fish that I caught, not some pasta.
Can we make it look like this pasta just jumped out of the water and I got it with my hands?
Can we put a blanket on this pasta?
I want to shoot this pasta. Can I shoot this pasta? Anyone got a gun?
Can I make an igloo out of pasta? Oh, that's not happening yet.
So Amanda and Kyle are going to bed, but he's like, I can't sleep. This door's not even winterized. Like, what the fuck? What am I supposed to do? It's cold. There's a draft. It's winter.
Oh, God. He's like, of course Kyle would be upset about the winterizing. So then Jason and Gabby are hanging out, and they're like under an Edison bulb, and they're being like sort of flirty because they're like, let's pretend this light bulb is a mistletoe. And then they have like a very friend zone kiss.
Yeah, I didn't even write that down. So that's how fun that was. So Sierra and Austin are in bed, and she's like, I'm going to get ready for bed. Don't worry, it's just three products. And he's like, three? That's a lot of products. She's like, no, it's not. So she leaves, and then he immediately starts snoring.
Well, he's thinking in terms of how many you can actually come up with and sell and make a
career out of. Oh, I thought she was saying, don't worry, I only have to like take off my makeup. And then do my moisturizer and then my toner or whatever.
No, she was saying that. I was making a joke about how, like, Austin's lack of ambition.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Listen, if you have to explain the joke, it's not a good one.
I was lost.
Three products? Sorry. You make three products? That's crazy. That's insane making three products.
God, how much money do your parents make?
Do you know how hard it was to come up with Trop Hop for just one product? Man, I have so many of those parties to brainstorm.
So yeah, he's snoring immediately when she returns.
That was a delayed reaction for me. I get it.
It's been a long day over here.
Has been a really long day.
So she's like, Austin, you're so cute, but go to your bed. And we see Paige has been laying there the whole time. You just see her little head pop up. Like, oh my God.
That was funny.
I do not want to start a new show with this guy. Get him out of my bed.
So then everyone looks like everyone's going to bed, but then Craig's like, who wants to play a drinking game? So they decide to play beer pong in the living room. And of course, Kyle is downstairs. And now Kyle, who is like, if he's not wasted and being loud and disruptive and passing out everywhere and being destructive, now that he decides he actually wants to like have like a sober night's sleep, is now like, God, everyone is so loud. Well, I can't sleep. I can't sleep. Oh, man.
Does anybody have earplugs? And they do, you know, someone gives them some earplugs, and Craig's like, this is what we had in exams in law school. So then, I don't know why that made me laugh. I just thought it was funny. Craig's like, yeah, I'm a lawyer. I used those before, so
suck like on Monopoly that money. He just shoved Monopoly money in his ears. Nice earplugs. So in the morning,
Kyle tells Amanda, do you think it's unreasonable to ask people not to hang out in the living room? She's like, yeah, Kyle, kinda.
Ooh, this is exciting. Jason wants to make a Spanish omelet, guys. So Gabby's like, I was thinking about making an omelet too. That sounds bomb. Wow, they're connecting over the Spanish omelet. I knew these two had something in common.
Yeah, he's like, I love cooking, especially for gorgeous women, because it like puts off its own vibe, you know? I mean, I don't really like recipes because I can make it better than the recipe. So that's pretty much really better than an omelet recipe. Wow. This is you're a stud. I got a boner. I've got a Spanish omelet boner.
Wow. I can't wait. Improvising with an omelet. You're saying that even though the recipe says put chorizo and onions in there, you might do something wild like adding spinach.
Saying? Gabby was like, yeah, well, you know, I have these dreams, but then like it clicks and then it clicks into a different dream. Like, what?
Yeah,
what the fuck is she talking about?
I wrote down Gabby had a nightmare.
here's my last note of this scene. Refuse to rewind. There you go.
I had a nightmare. It's an ongoing nightmare that I go to my mom's friend's farm and I try to save a lamb because they're trying to slaughter the lambs, and I can't save all the lambs because they're covered in sour cream. Did you get me the sour cream, by the way? I woke up at that point.
So Luke has decided to make an igloo. And Julia's like, how are you going to do that? He's like, just you watch. This is called My Speed, starring Luke.
Just you wait, Julia Iggins. Just you wait. So then Austin is now with Craig, and he's like, God, Lindsay. Lindsay was like, she was like, Craig, she said, I'm in love with you. Like, why is she so crazy? Why would she say that she's in love with me? It's not like I told her I was in love with her. I just said, I love her. I love her so bad. Remember when we fucked? We fucked because we loved each other so much. God, she's crazy.
And Craig's like, I know, which is why, like, I told you that she loved you. Yeah, I know. You know what? I hate when you're right, because you're like an idiot. You're like an idiot savant. Like, I don't want to frighten off Sierra. Yeah, I don't want to frighten her off.
Might want to learn her name, dude.
Sierra's like, I feel myself putting up a wall. Like, thanks, Sierra. So then...
Yeah, I'm glad you put that into bachelor speech for us. She's like, oh my God, a wall's coming up.
Are you less vulnerable now, Sierra? Okay, get rid of him.
Hey, less successful male model. I love your omelet. Thanks so much for that. It's going to really fill me up so I can hit on the girl you like. Okay, back to igloo making.
Thanks for the omelet. Enjoy your inferior inside fire. Okay.
Hey, while I'm making my igloo, you can work on building your friend zone, okay?
So then Sierra, Paige are talking, and they're... Oh, no. Sorry, we already did this, right? Because I see Wall coming up again.
No, it's just Kyle. That's Kyle. Well, maybe, but like Kyle is talking about, like, I can't get comfortable, Amanda. I can't get the right temperature because the air was like too hot and too cold. And like, I don't sleep well. And there's like a doubt, like there's without a doubt, the worst sleeping arrangement I ever had at a vacation house. Amanda's like, I literally can't hear you talk about this bedroom anymore, Kyle.
Well, guess what? You don't have to, because I'm coming into a room of gorgeous ladies with coffee. I love giving coffee to gorgeous women.
Paige is like, I'm obsessed with him. Now, Paige, I remember on Summer House that Paige and Hannah would sit in bed and watch Love Island. And if she had studied Love Island, she would know the oldest trick in the game is that all the fuckboys bring coffees to the girls in the morning. Don't fall for it, Paige.
Oh,
don't
I
fall
think
for
she
it.
Fully knows that this is a fuckboy. I think she's looking at him as just like a sex toy and that's it.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah, because she hasn't asked him anything about himself. Like, she doesn't care. Oh, also,
no, are like, you kidding? She does not care. What movie did he watch to learn English? Hello?
Yeah, so she's like, wow, you're really making this a habit. And it's like, the day before. And it's him just walking with the same cups like, hello, I love a gorgeous woman.
I love a coffee, yeah? And so Paige is like, my dad brings my mom coffee every day. I'm like, are you in love with me? Just saying.
Yeah. So Amanda comes in after he leaves and she's like, oh my God, I'm dealing with my child over there. He's like, oh, wah, wah, wah. So Lindsay comes in and it's like, good morning. And they just all look at her like, oh, geez. Hi, Lindsay.
Sierra goes, how do you have a full face already? She's like, oh, woke up early. She clearly was like, okay, now that I've admitted that, oops, I just shut down my computer by accident. She's like, she's basically like, now that I've admitted that I love Austin, I'm going to try to look hotter than Sierra in the morning, basically.
Yeah. So it's day for fat tire racing. And they're laughing that Luke wants to build an igloo. And Sierra's like, how's he going to do that? She goes, he's Luke. That's how. So Lindsay leaves and Sierra's like, I mean, like, what the hell? Like, she just comes in here like nothing happened. I mean, hey, Lindsay, ever heard of girl code? I mean, we were on a roll. Excuse me, ma'am, but they were on a 3-year roll. And you knew, surely you knew about that. You knew that there was at least something going on. And roles aside, you're fighting over a guy whose tongue is literally hanging out of his mouth right now and hasn't taken a shower in 4 days. So,
yeah.
Come on.
Being on top of a crawl is not the same as being on a roll, okay? So, in fact, I think actually the definition of being on a roll is doing something that's actively taking you away from Austin. That's what's called being on a roll. So, So basically, now they're all getting ready for another silly activity, this fat tire riding. And then hey guys, Luke is like,
"Yeah, oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I thought you were gonna."
Yeah,
skip
no,
it.
It's fine. Do it. Do the Birtini. I don't care.
He's like, "Hey guys, we're gonna do a shot that we used to do at my house. All right, you take a little vodka, you put some macaroni in, then some cheese, microwave it for a little while, catch a fish with your hand. All right, then spear a bear, get one of his eyeballs, put it in there, and drink it. That's how we do it at home. You know, this is my speed. This is called the Martini My Speed."
Now let's make 80 of these and pile them up so they make an igloo, okay? So Julia's like, "Lindsay, you have to, okay, bestie? You have to talk to Austin to tell him how much you love him and to make sure he loves you back, okay?" And she's like, "Ah." So then basically everyone splits up. I mean, how many more times do we have to say that they're going fat tire riding and Luke is making an igloo? I feel like we've said it 10 different times.
Yes.
So now the girls are watching Luke make the igloo and they're like, "What do you think he's saying?" And they're like, "Probably fucking A." And it cuts to Luke going, "Fucking A. Fuck."
So Gabby's like falling for it. She's like, "Oh my god, guys, I would be barefoot in the woods if I dated him." So then some people are making snow angels and Kyle and Amanda are taking selfies and Jason is wishing Gabby was there, and Julia's like, "Come on, I just know her so well, you better make some alone time with her when we get back." And Austin's like,
"By the way,
so do you think you friend zoned her, buddy? Come on."
Do you think all that talk about night tubing in Rochester and having Spanish omelets at the bottom of the hill may have friend zoned her a little bit?
Yeah.
By the way, Julia, you know, the season began, everyone's like, "Who are you? I'm a friend of Julia. And who are you? I'm a friend of Julia. What about you? Friend of Julia." And it's like, wow, how is Julia friends with all these people? And we learned it this episode. Julia just walking up to Lindsay and just saying, "We're best friends now. Okay. You're a friend of Julia." FOJ, friend of Julia.
So Gabby goes out to talk to Luke while he's making his igloo. And she's like, "I'm so impressed with you." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, thanks." And so a producer says, "Are you starting to get the impression that Gabby might be after you?" He's like, "Oh, I'm oblivious to girls. She could be naked throwing herself at me and I wouldn't know. You know, there's this girl in my town named Frosty. Every year she's in my parents' front yard, just sitting there with a boner on her nose. I've only fucked her once because, you know what, that may as well try. My mom says she comes for you every year. Who knew?"
You know, this I'm oblivious to everything defense doesn't, I feel like it doesn't work well with the whole Hannah Luke thing that they had last year, right? Where it was like, "No, I specifically said that this is what I want." And now he's like, "Oh, I never know anything." Not to,
well, that one was pretty obvious because he tried the oblivious thing at first. Remember, he's like, "What?
That's true.
Relationship?" It wasn't until she was like, "Oh my god, we were about to get married, and then suddenly, like, you don't want to be with me anymore.
Oh no, it's not working. I'm gonna build an igloo and hide in it." So, now Andrea's giving us, okay, so this, Ronnie, this scene. I've always felt like Andrea was full of shit, and this scene to me was the proof, okay? Because Andrea's giving a ski lesson because he grew up skiing the Italian Alps. So they're like on the ground, and he's like helping Paige up, and he's like, "Oh, I don't mean to touch your butt, but there was a way that I could help you. I'm sorry, I have to just touch your butt for a moment. Do you mind if I touch your butt? I just have to touch your butt just to help you a little bit." So then he lifts her up by touching the butt, and then they're standing. And he's like, "Okay, so here you have to move your knees and your bacino. How you say bacino? What is a bacino? What? How you say that word?" I'm like, "You just said butt five times, saying sorry about touching your butt. I gotta touch your butt." And now he's like, "Oh, how you say? I'm like, "No, you. I know what you're doing out there, Andrea. I see the game you're playing. You are hot in Italian, so I can't deny you the game. But I see the game."
Yeah. It just makes you wonder, like, why a guy that hot has to try so hard. Like, he has to make this much effort to get butt, you know?
Well, he knows that, like, Paige is, like, Paige makes men work, right? Like, she doesn't let people just, like, come to the land of Paige, right? So he knows, like, oh, if I have to work, I'm gonna have to do the whole bacino thing and have to pretend not to know certain words and do this whole spiel about, I don't know how to speak English, so I learned from movies, all that stuff.
Yeah, and then he tries to neg her a little bit, like, "Oh, you need to smile, huh? You are me, yeah, girl." So then Amanda goes out and talks to Luke because he just ignores Gabby so long that she's like, okay, I guess I'll, go sit on the porch over there in case it becomes your thing again. So Amanda comes out and brings a drink for Luke. And she's like, are you vibing with girls in the house? Like, what about Gabby?
And he's like, she's pretty. But I don't see it as anything more than that, I put a blanket around her. I just didn't feel it.
I got nothing, no vibing. I asked her for suggestions on how to caulk the bathroom and the igloo, and she had none. I can't marry someone okay with a leaky igloo top. You know what I'm saying, Amanda?
And Amanda was like, so, would you and Lindsay ever hook up? As if this question has not been asked. It was not, posed a million times last season on Summer House.
And he's like, no. She's like my sister, not after junior high. We made a promise. Once you come across, once you cross the penis and vagina bridge, and she's like, I think that's a tunnel, Luke.
Oh, I don't know. I'm oblivious. Sometimes when I'm driving through things, I just don't know what I'm on, So then the bikers, all the fat tire people, they go to some place. There's a fire pit. And Lindsay's like, this would have been Luke's wet dream. And some nachos, some classic Vermont nachos. And then Austin does this thing with his finger. He's like, come here, Linz, come here. So he pulls her aside and he's like, hey, how are you? Are you insane right now? She's like, I'm fine.
But she's looking at him expectantly, like he's going to pull a ring out of his jacket. She's like, fine. How are you?
She's like, I brought some zesty ranch in case there happens to be an onion ring in there. No. And so Austin's like, he's like, well, I'm not fine because you dropped the bomb on me. Okay. You straight up told me that you're in love with me. She's like, okay, you don't have to keep spitting on me. I get it.
And then I was like, I love you. But then you were like, no, but I'm in love with you. And I, I didn't know that. Linz, I loved you. I love you like a sister. And then Lindsay's face is like,
it's like she finally got her sandwich, and just as she held the sandwich, all the fillings fell out of it.
Yeah.
He goes, this works so much better this way. I didn't want this to get fucked up because we're too close. Right, Linz?
And then they literally do the horror movie sound. Someone's about to get killed in a horror movie, and that's the end.
It's so good. Thank you all for listening to this bonus episode. Winterhouse will be on the main feed next week. We're really excited for that. We'll have Below Deck on the bonus feed. And thank you all for listening. Tell your friends, and we'll catch you on the main show. And don't forget to buy tickets for the show, the live shows.
Bye-bye.
Bye.